Chapter 13. Achieving Global Goals. The Millennium Promises are the world's goals for sustainable development, and they should guide our common actions. Accomplishing those goals requires a complex global process, one that is beyond the capacity of governments alone or any other single sector of society. In an age of global networks, these cross-cutting goals will require that we harness the energies and talents of all parts of society. This chapter lays out a general blueprint for meeting the Millennium Promises. The process will be complex and will necessarily involve many actors, scientists, entrepreneurs, activists, politicians, and private citizens. The first essential process is the mobilization of science around the issue. The second step is entrepreneurship. Various incentives push businesses, innovators, and social entrepreneurs to come up with practical solutions. The third step is scaling up, taking proven solutions and applying them globally. Fortunately, history is replete with examples of successful scientific mobilization, practical innovation, and scale-up. We can build on these past successes. Global problem solving. Throughout the book, I have described the progress in areas of environmental sustainability, population stabilization, and poverty reduction. There have been marked global successes in each area, yet each is also an unfinished project. Nonetheless, we can discern the basic patterns that have proven successful at a global scale. First, the public sector, private sector, and not-for-profit sector, including foundations and academia, have always played interlocking roles in global problem-solving, especially the promotion of sustainable technologies. The public sector has four core responsibilities: funding basic science, promoting the development and demonstration of early-stage technologies, creating a global policy framework for solutions, financing the scale-up of successful innovations and technologies. The private sector has two core responsibilities, besides making profit, of course: investing in R&D, often with public funding, implementing large-scale technological solutions in partnership with the public sector. The not-for-profit sector has five key roles: public advocacy, social entrepreneurship and problem-solving, seed funding of solutions, accountability of government and the private sector, scientific research, notably in academic institutions. These distinctive roles are played out in a complex ballet of interwoven actions. There is rarely a single conductor to keep the actions on time and harmonious. Only clearly stated shared goals can orient the multitude of individual actions that add up to global success. Consider the ways that these actions may be mobilized for success. The process starts with the problem itself, such as desertification, anthropogenic climate change, excessive fertility rates, or extreme poverty. The problem is perceived first by experts, typically trained scientists. Often the scientific analysis runs a decade or more ahead of public opinion. The scientists usually form hypotheses, such as the growing risks of climate change, or the disappearance of the ozone layer, or the spread of HIV/AIDS. As those hypotheses are borne out, the scientific analysis becomes more broadly known in the public and in policymaking circles. A specific event, a famine, a heat wave, a catastrophic storm, photographic evidence of ozone depletion, may provide an added crucial stimulus to public awareness. The global policy community is often able to muster an early reaction, perhaps a loose framework for global cooperation, but one that does not produce a high level of action. In every case we've considered, the environment, disease, population, and poverty, there were early and mostly toothless international agreements that harnessed increasing scientific attention and increasing public awareness, but not solutions commensurate with the scale of the challenge. United Nations framework conventions, for example, on ozone and climate change, are critical steps, but they do not mark the breakthrough to real action. It is often in the foundation sector, the business sector, or academia, where real solutions are first pioneered. The Rockefeller Foundation, for example, was the early champion of high-yield seed varieties that became the green revolution of the 1960s and onward. Individual drug companies often spearheaded projects to use their proven medicines in the fight against diseases of the poor, as with MERC and African river blindness. Academic scientists championed the control of chemical pollutants, CFCs, that contributed to ozone depletion. Often, communities of experts, termed epistemic communities by political scientists, become the champions for a new approach to address the underlying ills.